You find the clean a junkyard that's covered over Loigaboy. Don't touch it. In other words, the owner left it there, he hid it there. He'll come back and get it. So don't take it away. Like if you take it, maybe you'll never find the real owner. But Megula, if you find something uncovered there, then Laitla Machris. Then we're afraid if you don't take it, maybe you get lost, maybe your guy will take it, therefore you're supposed to pick it up and take it and return it. But I call part of the yeshiva, if you find something hidden, you're not supposed to take it. So you can't tell me here, it says if you're talking about you found something hidden. That's why you're telling me, if it's Rav Yisrael, so then you say, since most people living there are Jews, most probably who hid it there? A Jew. So since it belongs to a Jew, that's why you have to return it. But if most people living there are Goyim, then you have a right to say, most probably a Goy hid it there, and then you're allowed to keep it. That's what we wanted to say. But the Mara says, no, that can't be, because if it's talking about something that's hidden, even B'makam Rav, how do you have, even B'makam Rav Yisrael, what are you telling me? You have to return it. You're not supposed to touch it. So the Gemara says, yes, here it's different. Because the Yomar Rapapa said, we'll see later, that the Ashba Shein Nasui Lefanis. We're talking about a junkyard that usually they're not supposed to Lefanis, throw it out, clean it out. So therefore, the owner, when he hid it there, he saw it's going to stay there a long time. He wasn't Miyayish. But what happened was, the Nimla Chalel of Naisa, now the people decided to clean out this junkyard. Says, so if something's hidden there, if you just leave it there, it's going to be thrown out. The owner will never get it. So in such a case where they now decided to throw it away, you have to take it and return it back to the Bailiff. So that's where Papa Teres will case later. So I'll tell you, Hakanam, the same thing here also. We're talking about that you found this Aveda that was Tumma, that was hidden, the Ashpa in the junkyard, Shein Asui Lefanis, that up until now, they never cleaned it out. So therefore we say, if it's a Rav Yisraelim, it's a Jewish person that hid it there, and the owner was not Miyayish, he thought they'll come back next week and pick it up. But what happened was, Menim Lechol Elef Naisa, now the people around here decided to clean out this junkyard. So in such a case, you can't just leave it there for the owner to come back, because if you leave it there, it's going to be destroyed. So in such a case, you have a Chiyuv Chazara to return it. So Melo, there's no Raya, what Rosh Hashanah holds, if you find something not hidden, if you find something out on the street, where the owner lost it there, the Makam Harabim, it could be he owes even the Makam Rav Yisrael, still the owner's Miyayish. So we don't have a proof what the Shimon Elazar himself really holds. Then the Gemara says, the boy is saying, another Terence says, I'll tell you, the Olam Rabbonin. It could be going even according to Rabbonin over here. And Rashi says, it'll be shame to Toman. And it's not hidden over here. So still, Rashi says, Latishma Bino, you can't bring a proof that the Rabbonin agree to Rav Shimon Elazar that by right Kananim you're allowed to keep it. In other words, the Chura here it says, if you found the Aveda, then Mokom Shiroiv Kananim, it says, Ein Chayav Lahachris. So Chura, it's Mashmi, you're allowed to keep it. So Chura, you have proof then that the Rabbonin at least agreed to Rav Shimon Elazar of Roiv Kananim. So Chura says, no. Mi Kitoni Hein Shaloi, does the Braisa say, you're allowed to keep it. Ein Chayav Lahachris Kitoni. It just says you don't have the Chiyav Chazora. That's all it says. You don't have to return it. But the Aniyach, he's supposed to leave it there. Because you don't know whose it is. Maybe it belongs to a Jew. Maybe it belongs to a guy. So since it's a suffix, maybe it belongs to a guy. Since they're right, Kananim over there, you have a right to say maybe it's a guy. And therefore, you're allowed to keep, therefore you don't have to return it. But to say that you're allowed to keep it yourself, Rashi says that no. It could be the Rabbanu Nagin Rashi Raman Elazar, even by right, Kananim. And say for you to keep it, you have no right. Because even though true, most people there are goyim, but there are yechidim that are Jews. So you have to be afraid, maybe it was a Jewish person that lost this Aveda. So then there'll be gezel for you to take it. So therefore the Rabbanan say, you just have to leave it there. You don't have to return it, because that could go bust a rov. Since rov people are goyim, it could be it's a goyish person. So you don't have a mitzvah to return it. But to keep it for yourself, to be over the Issa gezel, that you have to be machmir, maybe it belongs to a Jew. So kiyas, you have no raya if the Rabbanan agrees to Rav Shimon Elazar at all. So kiyas, we have no raya so far. Toshma, come on, bring another proof. The Yom Rabasi, Rashi says, Motza Chavius, Yayin Beer. If you find a barrel of wine in a city, Sharuba Kananim, most people living in the city, Yagoyim, Muteris Mishra Metzia. You should know you're allowed to keep this barrel of wine. Al Siyista Metzia, if it's Gezla, not you're allowed to keep it. Because you have a right to say it came from a Goy, it's a Goyisha thing, and a Goyisha Aveda, you have no Chiyas to be Machta, you're allowed to keep a Goyisha Aveda. But the Asura Bano, but you should know this wine is Yayin Esach, it's also Bano. What about boy Yisrael v'nosim v'simin? Let's say later Jew comes and tells you, I have a simin here. You know, this was my barrel of wine. So locher is muteres b'shtia. Now we know it wasn't yayin nesach. So now you're allowed to drink this wine. But lemaitzah, who's allowed to keep it? The one that found it. In other words, still we say the owner was miyayish already. Since it was found the mokim roiv kananim, we say for sure the owner was miyayish. Just the owner now comes and tells you, you know, this was once upon a time my wine. So at least now you know it's not yayin esek, you're allowed to drink it. So Mar says, come on, who does this go like l'chura? Kershim ben alaza that holds if you find something b'mokim arabim, it's yish. So Shema made him, here we have a proof that tikam kershim ben alaza b'roiv kananim. Because he has to say chiddush b'roiv kananim. Mashma is the only case he said you're allowed to keep it. But mashma b'roiv yisrael lay, it would have been a case that you found the wine in a place that rabim of the Jews, then the owner was not miyayish. So here we have a proof that the Shimon Elazar only says it by Rav Kananim. Tomorrow says, no, Lord, there's no proof. L'yerlem, really, I'll tell you, Eimelech HaShem Elazar, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael Nanikoma. Could be he himself holds, even if you lose it, the Mokam Rav Yisrael, the owner is also Miyayish. For Rav Asi, I tell you, it's only Yishal of Rav Asi. Rav Asi is saying this bright over here. I'll tell you, if Rav Asi, Sobol HaKavose B'Chodah, or Pola Golei B'Chodah, Rav Asi himself just holds. I hold the Gershim in one case. I hold like him, B'Rav Kananim, that then the owner is Miyayish. But I argue, in a case where it's lost in a place of Rav Yisraelim, there Rav Asi holds that the owner is not Miyayish. Because he thinks, listen, most probably a Jew will find it, and give it back to me. But it could be Rav Shimon Elazar himself holds even by Rav Yisraelim, also the owner is Miyayish. So again, we have no proof. So Gemara says, though, but the Chimayachah, the Asura Banur, why don't you tell me now this barrel of wine is Asura Banur, like you have to be afraid it's Yayin Nesek. So if so, what are you telling me now you're allowed to take it? Muteris Mishum Etziya, the my Hilkasa. What do you mean to say you're allowed to take it Mishum Etziya? What do you have from it? The Yayin Nesek is also by no, you have nothing, you have to spill it out. So what do you mean to say, since you found the Bereit Kanan, you're allowed to keep it? Om Ravashi Lekan Kanah. It means for the barrel. What you have to do is just empty out the barrel, and the barrel itself you could use. Aye, it has the blee of Yayin Nesek, Fenechrani. Don't put other things in it. Us don't put wine in it. Store other things in it. Like it's Mutter by no, so you could store apples in there. And even with wine also, depends exactly what type of kankin. Sometimes you could kasher it, depends how it was made. And with Yayin Nesek, the whole luck is. Sometimes you just wash it out 3 times with cold water. It also makes the kosher. But I call upon him the barrel, the kankan is mutter b'hanu. Now the Gemara says, so the kids, we weren't pushing our shayla, we have no proof exactly how far Shimon Elazar said his halacha. Only by Rav Yisrael Kananim, or even by Rav Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, who gave it was a person, the Yashkach Arba Zuzi Ditzari Mesadina. He found a bag of 4 coins that was tied together. The Shad of Benhar Biran, that this bag was thrown into the river of Biran. And he found it. Osla came to Rav Yehuda, he came in front of Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yehuda told him, Zil Achris, you have to go and pronounce it, like, go return it, you can't keep it, it's Naveda, and there's a simon here, so you have to return it. For the Gemara, why? Learned before, Vazuta Shoyamu. This should be a case of what the river takes away. Well, you had before, for Xeras Akosim, that's automatic, Hefka, you let it keep it. Tomorrow says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Nohabiran. This river is different. Kivon de Maskil, since they have it clogged up at the end, or they have fishermen's nets, that they go fishing there, anything that goes through the river is caught. Is Melule Miyayish. The owner is not Miyayish. He feels, even though he knows his bag of money went into the river, but later down the river they're going to find it. They clean out the river, they watch what goes through, they'll find it, and they'll return it to me. Fred Gemara, but Varuba Kananinu. The Chur around this place was Rav Kananim. And still we pass and you have to return it. If so, why? According to Shimon Elazar, for sure you're allowed to keep it. So Shmamina here should be a good proof that Ein Halacha Kashimon Elazar. We do not pass like Shimon Elazar after the Bereit Kananim. That the Rabbanon argue on him even in a place that most of them are Goyim. Because here was a case that the pocket, this bag of money was lost in the river which Bereit Kananim live around there. And still he pass and you have to return it. So that's to be according to Rabbanon Shita. So you see the Rabbanon Nagin and Shimon Elazar, even in the case of Rav Kananim. So Mar says, no, here there's no proof. This Nahar Biran is different. I tell you, Shani Nahar Biran, this river, even though most people living around there are Goyim, but the Yisrael Sochulei, the Yisrael Korulei, the Jews are the ones that go fishing there. They are the ones that put the nets down there, and they're the ones that take out the fish. And so, Kivan, the Yisrael Sochulei, since the Jews are the ones that put the nets in there, so when they were putting down the net, Ema, mi Yisrael Nafal. You have a right to say that most probably it fell from a Jew that was working there. And now the Jew would not be Miyayish, because he thinks, the Chivon, the Yisrael correlates since at the other end later on. A Jew also is going to come back to collect the fish. And he'll look to see what came through the net, what's stuck in the net, Le Miyayish. Therefore, that's here, it's not considered like Rav Kananim. Here for sure, Yisrael, well, not for sure, but here it's a good study. Yisrael lost it, and if he lost it, he would not be Miyayish. because he thinks another Jew would find it. Therefore, here, we paskin there's no yish, he has to return it. But other places, it's no proof what we were paskin. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, heavy shokil v'yosa baskir de Mashmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was once walking in the back of Mashmuel, the shuk of the Vedisa. In the shuk of the Vedisa, a certain marketplace, Rashi says, Shemoichun shom chitim, a ktushim, they sold ground wheat there. Ledaisa for cereal. For Rabbi Mitzuyim Shuk, because there's a lot of people there. That's what's called Shuk of the Vedaisa, or Shuk, where they sell chopped cereal. Omalei. So, Rabbi Yehuda asked Mashmuel, Motsa Kananaki Mao. What's going to be if somebody finds a wallet here that has a simin, so he has to return it or not? Omalei said back to Mareel Shalai, you're allowed to keep it. Well, soon Sima said, it's a Mokum Rabbim over here. So since you found it, a Mokum Rabbim, he held a Mareel Shalai, the Khurat Lassak of Shuman Elazar. Now, boy, you scrub an awesome basimah maho. What's going to be if a Jew walks by and says, listen, I just lost my wallet, and I'll give you the simin? Or Malay said back, chayav lahachzir. You should know then you have to return it. So when it's a kasha tati, it's a siri. What are you saying? Like, if you're telling me now, since it was lost to Mokum Arabim, that's an automatic svar and stoma de milsa. The Yonah was miyayish. See, even if he tells us later he wasn't, like, we don't believe him. We say for sure he wasn't miyayish. So how can you tell me now, if he comes, you have to give it back to him? So he answered back true. Omalei said back, you know what I meant, you have to give it to him. Lifnim mishuras adin. Tastak lifnim mishuras adin. Zmeikir adin, you don't have to return it. But we know on, since it was lost to Mokum Arabim, for sure the owner was Miyayish. Just later, when he wants it back, if you know where it is, there's an inyan of lifnim mishuras adin to do some things more than you have, really have to. Like if Yossi de Shemayim, called lifnim mishuras adin. And kihol like a case, the Yahuwah de Shmuel, Shmuel's father. Ashkach hane chamri bimidboro. He found donkeys in the midbar that was lost. So he had rinul lamarayon and he returned it to the owner, lebosa treisi yachishosa, even though it was lost for 12 months already. It's like for sure the owner was miyayish already. Still he returned it to the owner. Why? Lefnei mishuras adin. Even though the owner was miyayish already, if you know exactly who the owner was, there's such an inyan then still to return it to him. Go ahead and return it. Yeah. So Rashi learns that you found it 12 months later. Like then it's for sure the owner was miyayish. Tosfos learns, Pirish hein atzman hechzer, afagav lohoi yisarach litna rak demeyim. So even though you only had to return the money, not the animal itself. I learned the pirkin before. Kodav v'shoysev yechom matzul bo yud beis chodesh. Yeah, because Tosfos says, according to Rashi's pshat, that he found that yud beis chodesh later, Tosfos says, so what? How do you know the owner was miyayish? Maybe the owner didn't realize that he lost it, and he wasn't miyayish yet. Right. And Rashi's mashmano, that if you find some that you know that's lost already for 12 months, like for sure you have right